You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Banks and other lending institutions must ensure that having a customer-centric approach is not an optional requirement in current times, but more of a necessity, Reserve Bank of India Deputy Governor Swaminathan G said at the conference on customer service held in Mumbai on September 21st. In his speech, the DG focused on five key aspects for lenders to improve customer service, need for a customer-centric approach, addressing root cause of customer complaints, the importance of resolution at first point of contact, responsible handling of complaints and combating cybercrime. The DG said that the lenders must ensure that employees understand that their primary responsibility is to serve customers' financial needs. Next up, aviation. Directorate General of Civil Aviation has allowed domestic carriers to beef up their fleet by wet leasing aircraft to meet the festival season rush of travelers. A total of 20 aircraft will be wet leased by carriers, mainly IndiGo and SpiceJet. According to sources, IndiGo will be wet leasing 11 Airbus A320 aircraft from SmartLynx Airlines. Similarly, SpiceJet will induct 9 Boeing 737 MAX aircraft from Corendon Airlines, Turkey. Under wet leasing of aircraft, carriers get the plane along with the crew. Since this year, the festival season coincides with the Cricket World Cup, DGCA feels that air traffic will rise much more than in previous festival seasons, and if carriers do not beef up their fleet, fares may rise. Meanwhile, with India last week suspending visa services for Canadian citizens, IT experts cautioned that the development will impact the ability of Indian IT services companies to secure new deals. They also say that if the row escalates further, public sector clients will look for alternative nearshore options. Peter Bendor-Samuel, CEO Everest Group, said that if this stretches, it will first impact Indian-based firms from winning new business and will eventually cause firms with business already in India to consider relocating it to another country. Joel Martin, executive research leader at HFS, has said that it is fair to expect the possibility of the flow of talent between Canada and India to be impacted. On to banking. Large banks continue to be upbeat about growing their unsecured retail personal loan books at a time when both analysts and the Reserve Bank of India have sounded caution about their aggressive growth in the segment. Senior bankers believe that their strong underwriting norms and proactive actions give them confidence in being able to contain the non-performing assets in this category. Ashwini Tiwari, MD, State Bank of India, said earlier this month, a significant part of the bank's unsecured retail loan book consists of salary-earning individuals, where the delinquency rate and non-repayment risk is much lower. The share of the retail personal loan book in overall advances increased to 43% as of June 30 from 42% a year ago. Moving on, cash-strapped quick commerce company Dunzo is undertaking a fresh round of layoffs through which it wants to reduce its workforce by around 30-40%. A section of the employees who have received intimation to this effect told Effie. It has already sacked close to 400 employees so far this year in two rounds. The company is also in the advanced stages to close a $25-30 million funding round in which its key investors, Reliance Retail, Google and Lightrock, are expected to participate. However, the valuation is still not decided. Sources said that the participation by these investors will be done on a pro-rata basis, which means that the companies concerned will put in money as per their existing stake in the company. The Unique Identification Authority of India, which runs India's digital identification system Aadhaar, on Monday, trashed global rating agency Moody's concerns about the reliability of biometric authenticity, privacy and security features of Aadhaar. The UIDAI, in a statement, said, quote, "The report in question does not cite either primary or secondary data or research in support of the opinions presented in it. The investor service did not make any attempt to ascertain facts regarding the issues raised by it from the authority," unquote. UIDAI said the report avers that the use of biometric technologies results in service denials for manual laborers in India's hot, humid climate, an obvious reference to India's Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme. Lastly, let's talk about the stocks in focus today. The stock price of Union Bank of India has broken out from upward sloping trend line on the weekly chart. It has also broken out from inverted head and shoulder pattern on monthly chart. Price breakout is accompanied with jump in volumes. The stock price of Gujarat State Fertilizers and Chemicals has broken out from the symmetrical triangle pattern in the daily chart, which indicates continuation of an uptrend. Price breakout is accompanied with jump in volumes. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.